Joe, talk to me a little bit about the utter truth and what it is and what your part is in this program.
So this campaign is really an effort to be where the conversation is. It's a proactive effort to tune the channels that maybe agriculture and particular dairy has not participated as much in a real proactive kind of way. So there are three videos that are out now, one on the size of farms, one on antibiotic use, and one on animal care, that are available to watch and see. And hopefully it goes a distance to address some of the myths that are out there, some of the misconceptions, some of the messages that aren't just false, but are maybe blatantly false or are intentionally false. And so hopefully this is a chance to interact with those that are having the conversation, and the conversation will continue whether or not we're a part of it. So in dairy, we want to make sure that we find ways to participate. So it's a really cool opportunity to kind of not only share our story and debunk some of these myths, but I think also listen and understand where our consumers are and what their concerns are and what their worries are, and maybe we can have a conversation about it instead of misunderstanding each other.
As we look at consumers more and more generations removed from the family farm, they don't understand how the food gets from the farm to their table. Why is it important to engage and maybe even have a proactive approach to education about our farming operations?
It's a great question. The conversation is out there. The interest is, I don't know if it's ever been higher when it comes to people's interest, genuine interest, in the way and the methods and the technologies and the efforts that go into providing food for this country and the world. And in that space, there are groups, organizations, maybe individuals that are working every day to maybe raise money, perks, agendas, or have particular ideas that they want to convince the general public about that simply are less than factual. And as we think about why it's important as farmers and as those of us in agriculture to participate in that conversation, is that conversation is going on with or without us. So if we choose not to engage and not to step up and speak out, our voice in agriculture goes unheard or is heard in a very limited kind of way. And so this proactive effort, I hope, is a way to help get involved in the conversation, to really address those folks that are out there that are curious, that are wondering, that are hearing other messages. And again, not only to talk about what in the farm community and in the agriculture community that we know and we believe and we trust in our efforts around animal care, and our efforts around sustainability, our efforts around community involvement, those kinds of things that are really important that I think people really care to hear from the farmers. They want to hear those stories, but it's also to listen, and it's also engage in understanding the consumer and the customer that we have as time and generations become more and more removed from the farm. Those interests in that way that we produce food continue to go on. And so we want to make sure that that we're not only talking about what we do, what we love, about the impact that we make in our communities and on our farms and for the world, but also listening to those that have a real important stake in this business as well, and that's our customer. So I think it's great to see agriculture really step up and be promoting the business that we're in and engage the consumer where they're at.
Your segment, your series segment, focuses on animal care. What are some of the things that you are trying to miss, maybe, that you're trying to bust or dispel about the way animals are treated on your farm?
Well, I think there's a lot of those myths that are surrounding animal care on animal confinement, animal mistreatment, and animal abuse, animal housing, the workload, if that's the right way to say it, when it comes to animals, when it comes to what their existence is like on the farm, And so some of the efforts that we've tried to address would be, you know, shelter, a protection from the elements. That would be temperature, that would be rain, sleet, snow, and hail, that would be provision of nutrition as well as water, comfortable places to lay and rest, thoughtful paths and directions to and from milking, in our case, the milking parlor. Employee training is important to us to make sure that the human interaction is at the top of our list as well. And I think ultimately an idea of continuous improvement. I mean, you know, the generations that have been in charge of and took care of the animal that have taken such good care of me and my family over the years, we've learned more. We consult nutritionists and veterinarians and academia, land grant universities and others to help to understand what is in the best interest of these animals that do so much for us. When it comes down to it, that continuous improvement idea, taking the resources that are available to us on the farm and shepherding those and stewarding those as we look forward, how do we continually improve upon the way that we can be in business and take care of animals, take care of the people, take care of the land, take care of the communities. It's really a rewarding and it's challenging, but it's extremely rewarding kind of place to be when you're tied to the land, you're tied to those communities, and you're tied to those animals to find the best path forward. And so it's really a rewarding kind of effort to think about.